says the engineer. Yosemite's a big place. He must have driven past 500 campsites already, looking for that ugly truck. But what if they stopped somewhere along the way? She seemed a real smell-the-roses kind of girl. Maybe they lied to Grandma about where they were going. How did Gary know if they were spending the night? If they were even there? It was getting late, and if he didn't find them now, he might never find them. Because one thing Pluto and Linny had in common? The girl was a recluse. Gary needed help. So he called in a hit-and-run and said he saw it happen at the Wawona campground. Police took down a description of the boy's vehicle. They found him a lot faster than Gary ever could, and sure enough, the truck had a dent in his fender, right where Gary told them it would be. But, said the cop, Guy says it wasn't a hit-and-run, it was a boulder. He's not even at Wawona. He's on the other side of the park. Been here all night. He's got witnesses. Witnesses, he said, as in Pluto. Gary didn't have to worry about that. She was sure to be with him still. The boy was in love with her. And Gary now knew exactly where to look.